reading Epistle of Ephesians this morning, and we're in chapter 5. We've been talking about submission and the authority of God in our life and the authority of Scripture over all of us and the authority of Jesus Christ over His body, over His bride, over the church. And so let's back up to verse 21 today to pick up the idea of submission. Paul says, "Submit to one another in the fear of God, wives to your own husbands as to the Lord, because the husband is head of the wife, as also Jesus Christ is head of the church. And he, that is Jesus Christ, is also the Savior of the body. And so just as the church is subject to Christ, let wives be subject to their own husbands in everything." And so Paul is talking to us about this very important subject of authority and submission to authority. And Paul gives us an illustration in this chapter. He gives us a contrast between the church and marriage. And he makes a comparison between the two. He gives us a picture of it. And by understanding what the church is and how the church operates, we get insight from Scripture to how a family is supposed to function. Beginning with verse 21, Paul introduced us to the basic biblical theme that every one of us in our lives is to submit to a higher authority. And everyone and everything in the universe has a higher authority except for God Himself. God is the ultimate authority. And we need to understand this vertical structure. Есть вертикальный авторитет Вселенной. И выше всего, самый высший авторитет является сам Бог. И каждый из нас в своей жизни имеет какой-то авторитет в нашей жизни, под который мы должны повиноваться и подчиняться. And so Paul talks about the authority of the church, the authority of Scripture over our lives. And he begins in comparing the family to the church, he begins with the wives. And then he'll move on to husbands, and he'll move on to children and servants and other relationships that we find in society. Remember, the principle in verse 21 is we do this out of fear of the Lord. And fear here is not being afraid that God will strike us dead. Fear is a reverence. It is a respect for who God is and what His Word is in our life and in our society and in the universe. And the key here in wives, for example, being in submission to the spiritual leadership of their husbands. And that's what this word, submit to your husbands, is in reference to. It's submitting to the leadership that your husband leads you in knowing and living for Jesus Christ. And we do this, whether we're wives, or whether we're husbands, or whether we're children, or whether we're parents, or servants, or whoever we are in the structure of authority, we do this out of our love for Jesus Christ. Do it as if your husband was Jesus Christ Himself. I think that puts in perspective all of our relationships. Would we speak? Would we act? Would we do what we just did if our husband or our wife or our child or our parents or our employer or those people that work for us were Jesus Christ? Now, I want you to notice that this word submit is different, completely different, than chapter 6, verse 1, where it talks about children obeying your parents. And it's different than verse 5 of chapter 6, where it says, servants or employees, be obedient to those for whom you work. Есть большая разница в Священном Писании между нашим повиновением друг к другу и слово послушание, которое в 6 главе апостол Павел употребляет, говорит, дети, по-русски говорится, повинуйтесь, но там греческое слово другое, совсем другое слово. Повиновение жен мужьям своим, для руководства духовного в браке, это совсем другая идея, и смысл, чем дети или рабы, которые должны слушать и повиноваться и исполнять то, что им говорят делать родители или те, которым мы работаем. And so, to submit versus to obey, what is the difference? Submission, we talked about in verse 21, it is a military word where all of the soldiers get together and they line up in their proper order. And then when they're all lined up correctly, they follow the leader in front to wherever he leads them. And in marriage, or in the church, that is the example for the marriage. Jesus Christ is the head of the church and he leads us through instruction, through the word. And all of us willingly, in the fear of God, because of our love to Jesus Christ, follow and obey through our submission to the word of God. But the difference between submission is something that you willingly do. Willingly means your will. It means something that you do in addition to obedience. It involves your will. It is something that you think about and you decide to do for the right reasons. Obedience, you do it for the right reasons, but you do it because somebody has commanded you to do it. Children, your parents have commanded you. Employees, your employer, your boss tells you to do something. But wives, because you are Christians, because your husbands are Christians, and they are leading you to follow the Lord so that your family life would be pleasing and glorifying to God, you willingly and lovingly, in the fear of God, you submit to your husbands. We live in a society where being submissive to somebody is very unpopular. And this is a result of what happened in the Garden of Eden, where Eve willingly followed Satan instead of obeying or submitting to her God-established authority, Adam. She acted independently. You see, submission involves your will, where you're not doing what you want, but you're doing what Scripture asks of you. And so we find that story in Genesis 3. When we say that the wife is to submit to her husband, we often use the word and think in terms of obedience. But husbands and wives and families, I want you to see the difference between the willing, obedient, loving in the fear of God, for the glory of God, following your husband, who is your spiritual leader, as if Jesus Christ was leading you. Now, what that means to you fathers and to your husbands specifically is that you are to lead your wife, later on we'll see in this chapter, the very same way that Jesus would lead. Don't think that you are a lord over your wife. You are a leader, but you are responsible to God. You are accountable to God. It's like at the end of the month when you balance your checkbook. Husbands, you will answer to God for the way you treat your wife, the way you lead your wife. You are to lead her in reverence and worship and holiness and godliness. That's why God has made you in authority as far as a function, functioning authority, higher than your wife, but equal in all other respects. Now, wives, notice that Paul says, submit to your very own personal husband. Not another husband. Husbands, don't be an authority for somebody else's wife. Do you see? The submission is to the one that you possess. Song of Solomon. Go home and read it this week. We don't have time right now to read these texts, but write down chapter 2, verse 16. Chapter 6, verse 3. Chapter 6, verse 10. Repeatedly, Solomon says, this is the wife speaking, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Соломон пишет песни песне, я принадлежу моему, и он принадлежит мне. When you submit, you are submitting to the husband that is your possession. He belongs to you. He's yours. He's not somebody else's. And you are his. You're equal. There is a mutual submission and a mutual ownership. You own each other. And neither is higher and neither is lower. Before the Lord, you're equal. But in authority to lead, the husband has been given the delegated power and authority. Wives, why do you do this? As to the Lord, verse 22. Lord, capital L. What does Lord mean? Как самому Господу. We think of Lord as Jesus Christ. But when we talk about the function of Jesus Christ, when we talk about this title and the meaning of this word, Lord means the one that has authority. This authority has been given to him, but he's responsible to God. Now, we live in a society that does not recognize authority. The Supreme Court of California will be deciding what is the definition of a marriage. When God makes it pretty clear in Scripture what a marriage is. It's a marriage between one man, one woman, married, becoming husband and wife until death. And our society wants to change all that. Remember God said, Jesus repeats this, what God has joined together in marriage? No man has the authority to break apart or to separate. And sadly, despite this, become very popular for marriages to break apart. You read of quote-unquote televangelists getting divorces. You read of people, our vice president, former vice president, who was married for 40 years and his marriage is breaking apart. We find quote-unquote Christian musicians that have been married for many years and now they quote-unquote come out of the closet and make a declaration and say that they are homosexuals or lesbians and they leave their families and they leave their wives and they go to live with their lovers and they insist on staying in the church and claim to be Christians without recognizing the authority of Jesus Christ over his church through the Word of God. You cannot have it both ways. God defines definitions in his Word. And we willingly submit to each other and to Jesus Christ as members of the church. And so, for children to obey their parents, and for servants to obey their masters, that is a command. For wives to submit to your husbands, this is an exhortation. This is what Paul says in the beginning of chapter 4, I beseech you, please, my brothers, walk worthy. Это увещевание, это апостол Павел просит жен. Он говорит, повинуйтесь своим мужьям. Детям, рабам, это повеление. Жены это делают от любви своей к мужу, от любви к Господу, в страхе Господнем, для славы Божьей. We can only do this, verse 18 of chapter 15, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. We have no power to do this unless God has come into our life and gives us the power to do this. Because by nature, we cannot do this. May God bless his word. We'll pick up with the next text next Sunday, God willing. Amen.